Meanwhile, Israel rejects the United Nations report that has options for the improvement of Palestinian civilians' protection in the occupied territories and the Gaza Strip. Israel's UN ambassador slammed the report by the World Bank's chief, Antonio Guterres, which came after Israeli forces killed two more Palestinians in the Gaza Strip on Friday. Danny Danon argued that the only protection Palestinians need is from their own leaders. He blamed authorities in Gaza for the death of civilians. The UN chief report suggested the deployment of UN-mandated armed forces or unarmed observers in the occupied territories. It also entailed three other options for increasing aid to the Palestinians. Crossing over to London, joined by a fellow Bayan Center for Studies, Catherine Schachter. Catherine, thanks so much for being with us. Well, now we see what the UN is recommending and dealing and how to deal with Israel for the sakes of the Palestinian. We have seen already official Israeli reaction. Now, your take, would forces, UN forces, be a positive step to be put on the ground there?
Well, given the what is happening right now in Palestine, and given the fact that the Israeli are insisting on, you know, making sure that the most, you know, the more casualty, the better for them, I think it's only natural that the UN would want to step in. I mean, how, you know, how many more, you know, body counts are we willing to take before we actually do anything? I mean, as far as the international community is concerned, so I think for the UN to actually want to send observers is not just natural, but it's logical. And I don't think it's unreasonable. But of course, you know, when it comes to Israel, what we need to understand is that it has nothing to do with, you know, following international law, even protecting civilians. What they want to do, in fact, is operate, you know, under a media blackout, under a political blackout, ensuring that, you know, institutions such as the UN are not actually allowed in to witness what is going on, so that they could, you know, continue to basically commit war crimes. Without anyone criticizing them or even challenging them on those war crimes. And this is something that Israel has done for many decades now. So I'm not sure, you know, whether we should be surprised or actually kind of give up at this point in time, because this is what they have been doing for decades. I don't think it's going to change, because again, they're not being challenged systematically. And it's not even just challenging them. It's about making sure that they are held accountable. There are never any consequences to the war crime that they're committing in Palestine against Palestinians, innocent civilian Palestinians who are unarmed. And this narrative that, you know, the victims are actually guilty by default because they're there, or because, you know, their so-called leaders are actually guilty of war crime themselves, just for the simple fact that they're trying to resist and actually ensure that the world acknowledge the fact that Palestine is there, that Palestinians exist, and that they do have rights, and that their land is their land, and that they're sovereign within their land. What do we do? What do we do when we face with a regime such as that of Israel that is so determined to disappear Palestinian rights and deny the fact that Palestine exists in our history? There is nothing we can do or say other than answer, you know, such bullying with strength. But I'm not sure that the United Nations is actually willing to go the distance when it comes to Israel. Mm. And the fact that they're systematically giving up and kind of giving in to the bullying of Israel and claims of anti-Semitism whenever, you know, any criticism is leveled at Tel Aviv, then we must ask ourselves the question, you know, is the UN even, you know, whether they have a mandate is not even relevant, but can they actually enforce anything against Israel when it comes to protecting civilian life?
And I guess this is the question that we will definitely be looking at, and we'll see. Thanks so much for being with us out of London, Catherine Schachter, fellow Bayan Center for Studies.